to reach for that mournful cereal, the oatmeal that reminds you that you have a lot more to be humble about than you may realize. Mournful oatmeal is the cereal that puts you in touch with yourself. You eat it and you realize you're not as smart as you thought. You can wear black clothes and your hair waxed up into spikes, but on the inside, you will always be from North Dakota. Mournful oatmeal, no matter where you go, there you are. Mournful oatmeal, it's Calvinism in a box. Just add a little hot water. And you'll be just fine. Ian Frazier, that was a funny piece that you read in the first half of the show. That was so great.
Thank you.
That was one of those pieces of comedy where people are trying to stifle their own laughter so that they won't miss the next line. We were dying backstage. Your kids liked the piece?
Yeah, I read it to my son, and he listened to it, and he said, you know, I do that. I said, yeah.
Yeah.
The part about the broccoli, he said, well, yeah, I do that. They right. They look like trees.
They do. They can be used in model train layouts.
Oh, yeah. More uses for a little broccoli floret than we're really using at the moment. So
that's beautiful. So reading Leviticus and then writing from your own point of view based on Leviticus gave you some appreciation for God's situation back there.
Well, yeah, you can see how he felt about the Israelites, you know. It's just, oh, don't do that. Oh, you know. And the book of Leviticus, I really recommend it just for light reading because... You know what you're not supposed to eat. You know that it's going to say don't eat pork, but as you read it more closely, you may have forgotten that it says don't eat osprey.
He itemizes.
Yeah, don't eat weasel. You know, things that really aren't going to be that much of an issue. You're not. thanks for the tip, but I didn't really have weasel on the menu anyway. So.
Right, they don't eat that in Montana, weasel.
Not under normal circumstances.
Maybe guys in cabins up high in the hills.
Well,
trappers, sheep herders.
Maybe a weasel every now and then. But but it's funny because there are things you do need information about that aren't in the Bible.
Yeah.
You know, like cloning. I mean, it says don't eat weasel, but nothing about cloning. So I think, you know, it could have been a little more specific on later kinds of things.
All right. Well, our faith is supposed to lead us at some point.
Right. Yes. You're just supposed to go from the basic Leviticus and then just jump off into all these other questions that kind of improvising. So.
Good luck with it. Good luck.
Thank you.
Good luck on the next book.